This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. United States health officials are trying to tamp down fears about a mutant strain of the coronavirus that's spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom. Reports of the new virus prompted dozens of countries across the globe to shut down travel from the UK over the last 2 days. The fear of the variant comes as the United States faces a surge in new infections that is overwhelming some hospitals. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said on Tuesday that the UK coronavirus variant had not yet been detected in the United States. Though Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said it is possible the mutation is already in the U.S. and the country must act like it is. Health officials are trying to calm fears. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told media network Fox News that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines should be effective at preventing illness from the mutant strain. Moderna Incorporated and BioNTech are scrambling to test their shots against the variant, but expressed confidence in them. Meanwhile, the European Commission recommended Tuesday that EU countries lift travel bans imposed on Britain. The EU's executive branch made this recommendation to avoid supply chain interruptions and stranding travelers. As part of the recommendation, the Commission told member states to discourage non-essential travel to and from Britain, but if it is essential, travelers should present a negative COVID-19 test. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the leading U.S. infectious disease expert, received the initial dose of the newest COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday. Fauci got the first of two shots by Moderna, which was just approved for emergency use last week. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a $2.3 trillion catch-all funding bill approved by Congress late Sunday night. The bill includes $900 billion in COVID-19 relief aid and $1.4 trillion to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year in September 2021. The measure provides billions of dollars to American households and businesses that have been hard hit by the country's coronavirus crisis. But the $2.3 billion bill also funds hundreds of initiatives unrelated to the virus, including a tax cut for corporate meals, a prohibition on surprise medical bills, and the restoration of need-based grants for incarcerated college students. We've broken down the highlights on voanews.com. Tuesday, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden addressed a massive cyber attack against the country. He said he's seen no evidence that the attack is under control and warned the breach will not go unanswered once he takes office on January 20th. The major cyber hack discovered last week breached at least half a dozen government agencies and left thousands of American companies exposed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said it appeared to have been carried out by the Russian government. The president-elect faulted President Trump for stripping U.S. defenses against cyber attacks. Three doctors and their driver were killed and another wounded in an explosion in the southern part of Kabul, Afghanistan. The explosion happened Tuesday morning as they were driving to work at the country's largest prison. A statement from Pul-e-Sharqi prison officials expressed deep regret about the sad news that the acting director general of the prison's health department was killed. Brigadier Dr. Nazefa Ibrahimi was identified along with her husband, a fellow doctor, Dr. Abdul Mateen, according to family sources. One of the female doctors also worked at another local hospital converted into a treatment facility for COVID-19. Concerns over the new variant of the coronavirus weighed on the global stock market on Tuesday. The euro, British pound, and the U.S. Treasury yields were all lower. Benchmark U.S. S&P 500 stock index ended lower in a choppy trade despite the U.S. Congress's passage of the coronavirus aid package. Sluggish U.S. stocks offset a rebound in European stocks, which had been pummeled on Monday as fresh coronavirus concerns mounted. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.